praise the name of the Lord. And so in Gideon, in Judges chapter 7, the story of Gideon, you know, in Judges chapter 7, the Bible says, then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon? And all the people that were with him rose up early. But the first thing we want to talk about is Jerubbaal, who is Gideon. You know, the word Jerubbaal is such a very beautiful, funny name that was given to Gideon. Jerubbaal was Gideon's nickname. It was given Jerubbaal. You know, it was even a name given to him by his family. It's a very, it's easy. If we're going to describe what Jerubbaal means in contemporary language, it's a mixture of two words. Jeru talks about, you know, to come against something, to plead against something. And Baal talks about the idol called Baal. And it's not a good name, you see. But that was the name that was given to Gideon for a reason. You know, it's like saying Ogun will kill somebody. That's the literal meaning of Jerubbaal. It's like saying Ogun, now Ogun will kill you. And that's what people were calling Gideon. Such a very, 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 very strange name. Now, when you read the book of Gideon, Judges chapter 6, you know, when you start from verse 24, you're going to read the story of when Gideon went to destroy, you see, the temple and brought down the god called Baal. He destroyed that. Now, let me quickly read it for us. Bible says that, then Gideon built an altar. That's Gideon, Judges chapter 6, verse 24. Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day, it is yet in opera of the Abizarites. And it came to pass the same night, that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father had, and cut down the groove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the groove which thou shalt cut down. You see, then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, the groove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, who has done this? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash has done this. The men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he has cut down the groove that was by it. You see, and Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be God, let him plead for himself, because one hath cut down his altar. Therefore, on that day he called him, you know, Joash called Gideon Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he has thrown down his altar. Like, how do you get to the point where, you know, you are giving the name, let Baal plead against him? You know, I personally feel like we have come to that season, you see, where we are so anti the God of this world that we become public, you know, enemy of Satan. I love this. Like, Gideon was so anti-Baal, You see that he was the number one target of Baal, and he was given a name, let Baal plead against him. You know, it's a very terrible thing when the world and the spirit of this world, you see, are in love with us. When you are not experiencing aggression of hell, you see, it's not a good thing. Baal represents the spirit of the age. But we are meant to conduct our lives with so much intensity and aggression, you see, that we become an enemy to the God of the age. To the God of the age. We become anti the principle that governs the age that we find ourselves. Now, we have found ourselves in a place where there is too much agreement, you see, between the world and the people of God. There is too much similarities. There is too much union. You see, but in the last days which we are in, God is pouring His Spirit upon us. And one of the things the Spirit is doing is that the Spirit of God is provoking divine separation. The Spirit of God is provoking separation. The Spirit of God is raising us above the spirit that is at work upon the face of the earth. You see, the child of God must walk contrary. He must have another spirit, you see, that is at work in his heart, that leads him contrary to the common. You know, when we talk about Baal, we're not talking about a very, 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 very a mystical thing. You see, it is the spirit that provokes and that determines lifestyle. It's the spirit that determines lifestyle. It is the spirit that makes, that commonizes evil. You see, it is the spirit that makes evil good and makes good evil. So when we're talking about Baal, you see, to be a worshiper of Baal is not to go to the shrine. Is to just flow, you see, with the mindset of the age that we have found ourselves. But thus saith the Lord, a new people who carry a new spirit, who are walking internally contrary, also externally contrary, with that, you see, from that which the world sees as good, and as normal, those who the enemy will hate, those who, you know, Jesus Christ says, if the world hates me, then your expectation must be that the world will also hate you, and you will be called also Jerubal. You see, but the hatred of the world, you see, has no effect upon us. It cannot destroy us. You see, the world does not have the power to destroy us because we are the people of God. So Gideon was described as, when you look at the victories that Gideon was able to achieve and the things that he was able to do, you must understand that it stemmed from the fact that he lived a life contrary to culture. Because this stuff, the altar of Baal that he went to take out is the altar that was in his father's house. It means that he did not even have the opportunity to return. And he has lost acceptance, you see, from the place where he first derived his identity. You know, there is nothing as terrible as being unable to go back to where you came from. You see, but when the Spirit of God comes upon you, it turns you away from the places, you see, that first gave you the worldly identity. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, it takes you away from that realm. It leads you contrary. And that's why Jesus Christ said, I have come to bring a sword. He says, there is a sword. He said, when you follow me, I came with a sword. And I came with a sword, and this sword separates people. This sword is going to separate people and is going to, you know, lead them contrary to where they are coming from. And then sometimes what causes us not to enjoy the fullness of God is our inability and our fear from detaching from all that we have known. I tell you the truth. If there's anything that causes us not to walk in the fullness of God as God has provided, you see, it's because we are attached to things. We are emotionally attached, you see, to things, places, and people. Emotionally attached to things, places, and people that do not describe the future that Jehovah has ordained for us. You see, there is a future that necessitates a circumcision. There is a future that necessitates circumcision. And the thing about circumcision is that what is being taken away, you see, are the things that started with us. The foreskin, the skin that is taken out of us during circumcision is the skin that came with us. And if there's anything we are usually afraid to lose, are the things that came with us. You see, but unfortunately, the things that came with us many times are a description of the spirit of the age. Are a description of the spirit of the age. And so when the Lord wants to move a people or a person to his future and to his destiny, he initiates a circumcision. He initiates a circumcision that looks as though you have been disconnected from your past, and then you will now have a future that is promised. Now, there is nothing as scary as being disconnected from a past and having a future that is still in promissory form. It means that you are in a kind of, it looks as though you are in a, what word will I use? I wish I could blow some type of grammar. You are in a type of vacuum. A type of vacuum. And usually a lot of us are unable to disconnect from the people, places, principles that we started with. But I tell you the truth, that what you start with is not what you would end with. Many times what you start with cannot follow you into the destiny that God has ordained for you. Because what you start with represents the spirit of the age. And that's why when you are in love with your future, when you are in love with your past, you disconnect yourself from your destiny. Because most of the times, our destiny don't look like our past. And so, Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, you see, was God led him to act in a way, you see, that he wouldn't even know where to go back to. Mr. Ayodeji says he's in limbo. Oh my God. I don't know if you are with me tonight. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. And so God told, God told, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God told Gideon, you're not just going to offer a sacrifice for me. You're going to have to destroy the altars, you see, of Baal in your father's house. What's he saying? There's going to be the ultimate confrontation. There's going to be ultimate confrontation. You see, when the spirit, when the spirit of God comes upon you, he will lead you contrary to what you have always known. When the spirit of God comes upon you, you will be confronted. You will have to confront what raised you. You see, when the spirit comes, you will have to confront what raised you. Listen, if you are not willing to disconnect from what you have known all your life, you see, as the spirit ministers to you, then you see, you will not be able to walk with the Lord. You will not be able to walk with the Lord. Let us read. You know, I said I want to start with a prayer. We haven't gotten there. I need to say this before we get to the prayer. Ora kamele gede abashanda la bagada basuke beli abasha. Ore keni asosia la bashando la buya. When we read the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to 36, the Bible says that, think not that I come to send peace on earth. He says, think not. Now, why is he saying, why is the Lord saying, think not? Why is he saying, because you will naturally think, good child of God, good girl and good boy, good boys and good girls, lovers of peace, you would naturally think that he came to send peace to the earth. You would think, you see, when you get saved, your baby nature thinks the peace, you think you have a carnal peace. You see, it says, think not. You are thinking of come. You see, the reason why a lot of compromise truth is because we are thinking that if I flow in this truth, there will not be peace. Oh. So we usually drop peace, drop truth for earthly peace. But it says, think not. You need to readjust that thinking pattern. Don't think like that again. Don't be in love with earthly peace. Or else you are going to be with the bondage of Baal. Think not. You see, when I got saved, for example, you know, it's maybe I have a practical, you know, a more, you know, very tangible example to give. When I got saved, I was very close with my siblings. We were very close. You see, because there is a way poverty sometimes brings unity, and so we're so poor that we had to be united to survive. And we're also from a Muslim background, and so we're so close. When I got saved, you see, it did not foster peace with my unsaved brothers. It did not. The reason is because the Lord was leading me a different way, a different route, and so it did not bring peace. You see, now, you will, in that situation, no one would normally hope that there can still be peace. But no, there won't be peace that way. You have to look for the Lord's peace. You see, not man's peace. And then there was a lot of conflict. But you see, that conflict is actually the installation of divine peace in me. You see, that was betting the external conflict. You see, if I thought that natural peace was necessary, you see, I cannot walk in salvation. And so I was beaten very well, harassed, brutalized, not to go to church, not to be a Christian. I was commanded to go back to Ilekeu, the Muslim Arabic school. You see, but I did not, you see, because, and the more I did not go that way, you see, the more there was no peace. Glory be to God. Thank God there was no peace. Because Jesus Christ said, think not. Think not. You see, when you begin to walk with the Lord, there will not be peace on earth. You see, there wouldn't be. Then there was no need for there to be. Because the it says, peace I give to you. It says, but not as the world gives it. And that's why the type of Holy Ghost that people are receiving in the last days is a strange Holy Ghost. It's a strange one. The Holy Ghost that is a fearful one. The true Holy Ghost is a bold one. The type of Holy Ghost people are receiving is a strange one. It's a Holy Ghost that is timid. It's not Holy Ghost fire. It's looking more like Holy Ghost water. It's not Holy Ghost fire. You see, the real Holy Ghost is a worshiper of God. The real Holy Ghost is loyal to the Father. The real Holy Ghost sends the will of the Father. The real Holy Ghost walks with God. The real Holy Ghost knows only Jesus. Think not. You hear believers say, no, think not. Think not that I come to bring peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance. They gave Gideon Jerubbaal. I have come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. You see, the real point here is this. He's saying that I've not come to manage the situation. The point, he's not saying go fight your father. No, that's not what the point. He's saying that I've not come to manage situations. I've not come to manage things. I've come to do the will of the Father. And when that happens, there's going to be disconnection from where you are coming from. There's going to be disconnection from what that you have known. The real connections that you will be finding are the connections of Christ. Connections of truth. Connections of the Spirit. Connections of things that are holy. Oh, Rabba Kabuni Mashuna La Biakwa Tala Baba Babai. Think not that I've come. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, the Lord God Almighty. Let's go back to our scripture because we need to get to that prayer today. I want to pray for you. Oh, I'm going to pray for you. And your life will never remain the same. I see the force of God coming upon someone. There is the force, the intensity of Yeshua, the intensity of Jesus, the intensity of your Savior, the warrior king is coming upon you. The Prince of Peace, the mighty one. Ajano fefe, asaki mili nukwabaya, karo labi avini kabu. Thank you, my Jesus. So, therefore, on that day, he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him. We don't care. We don't care. The pleading of Baal against us is worthless. We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. Let Baal plead against him. We don't care. In fact, we make it a name. We don't care. I really do not care. I really do not care. I don't care for Baal to love me. I don't care for Baal to be kind towards me. If Baal is against us, it's worthless. Worthless. Is worthless. Is worthless. The threats of the enemy is worthless. Oh, come here. The threat of Satan is worthless. The aggressions of the world against us is worthless. There's nothing any devil, any demon, there is nothing any philosophy, any principle can do to us, brothers and sisters. I say to you, it is worthless. Let them bring the worst policies in the world to get us down. It is worthless. We will leap above all their walls. We will break all their chains. It is worthless. Worthless. So we do not live for Baal's applause. We do not live for that. Oh, Rabokoto Meshatia. The three Hebrew boys said, they said, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you on this matter. We have a God that can save us. And even if he doesn't save us, your threats are worthless. I pray that this defiant spirit, I pray that this anointing, this character of my Lord Jesus, it's this character of the Savior that I know, this man, this my friend, this Jesus Christ whom I serve day and night with my life, let this character be, let it rise up in your spirit in the name of Jesus. We do not care. We do not care. Yamone kaporo do shanda bae. Oh, rokombili kaboya boko fia. Let the divine spirit rest upon you. Let no threat. Let no threat hold water in your soul anymore. Lose your ability to fear tonight in the name of Jesus. The invincible threats that you hear in your mind, the threats of poverty, the threats of loneliness that whispers to your soul, let those threats not let the Lord grow you supernaturally by his spirit. Let those threats mean nothing to you. Carry a spirit that those threats don't walk on. Carry a spirit, my Father in heaven. My desire tonight is that you release an impartation and a grace and a power upon the ones on this broadcast that won't be carry a type of spirit that cannot be threatened. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Adanokia bosando kabia. Oni kaborodon shinonini clash kabia. O vera kabila kashaboni kaboneasa. You cannot be threatened. then all the, oh my goodness, I see you stepping to something serious from within you. Oh my goodness, if you can take a bold walk in your rooms, wherever you are, take a walk of faith. The Lord is saying, take a walk of a giant, walk like a giant. Release the words of giant. Let it come from your spirit, man. Be born again, be born anew in the name of Jesus Christ. O kabili kanos kafetia. Ah, kabasi alabashumia. Oh, thank you, Father, for this work that you're doing. I want to give you 2 minutes to just pray. 2 minutes to pray. 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes to pray. Take 2 minutes. Take 2 minutes and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Yes. Yes, Lord. Nothing matters anymore. When I see your face, nothing matters anymore. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east, chapter 6 of the book of Judges, 33 now. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the garden of Jezreel. Oh, there was a complete gang up. There was a complete mobilization from the realms of darkness. But it's worthless. Because the verse 34 says, but the Spirit of the Lord. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. And he blew a trumpet. Oh, yeah, 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 kaburi kedo. And he blew a trumpet. And the Bible began to describe to us the effect of that trumpet. It says, and Abiezer was gathered after him. He blew the trumpet. But you notice that the Spirit of the Lord came in this dimension after he took a stand. Friends, you see, there is at the other side of our standing for the Lord, at the other side of living for the Lord, and living by his ways, at the other side of it is an impartation. It's a spirit. There is a spirit that you would attract. You see, whenever we take a decision for the Lord, a decision in the area of we choose the Lord regardless of the losses that looks like we are counting or whatever. Whenever that happens, what is happening is that there is a recalibration going on in your soul. And that recalibration is producing a sound. That's the point. You see, there is when we walk and follow the Lord and go contrary, you see, to the spirit of the age, when that happens, the Spirit of God comes upon us. I tell you the truth. The Spirit comes upon us. Anytime we choose the way of God, the Spirit comes. There is a supernatural legitimacy, you see, that rests upon us. There is, oh my goodness, there is a supernatural empowerment. There is a supernatural divine addition that steps in. When we do not follow God's ways, we morph from spiritual to earthly. We become earthly and worthless. That is what the Bible was talking about when it spoke about how when a salt loses its salinity, it says it becomes worthless and men begin, to trample upon it. You see, but when you choose the Lord in a way where it brings you in confrontation with all that you have known, and it, oh my goodness, and it causes you to break free from that which you have been attached to, you see, and then you choose the Lord above your emotional attachments, you see, above your sentimental attachments, and you follow the Lord, you see, and then you lose your past. When that happens, the Spirit of the Lord comes on you. It comes on you. Now, when it comes on you, in the realm of the Spirit, you will produce a sound. A sound. You will produce a sound. You see, when the Lord took his friends, his disciples, to the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You see, he has done something that has provoked my pleasure. So I now validate what he says. Hear ye him. I have validated his sound. I validated his sound because he has given me pleasure. And that's why the baptism, the true baptism of the Holy Ghost, always comes with boldness. Because boldness is needed to discontinue your previous ways and to give you the strength to disconnect from sentimental attachments, the sentimental attachments that have become the altar of Baal. You see, but when you are able to do that, the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. When the Spirit comes upon you, it recalibrates your soul. When your soul is recalibrated, you produce a legitimate sound. When that sound goes forth, the Bible says an Abiezer was gathered. The word Abiezer means the father of help. The father of help. That's the meaning of Abiezer. God says, when the Midianites gather and the Amalekites gather, your life will be able to produce a sound. Then I will initiate another dimension of help. The one that is supernatural. His name is Abiezer. Abiezer, the father of help. Oh, Kabaya. The father of help. That is the very source of help. That is the very depth of help. Ooh, Abiezer. That's the prayer the Lord says I should pray for you. That in this season, Abiezer will be gathered after you. The father of help. The type of help that nobody can stop. The type of help that nobody can reach. And that is what the Lord says I should pray for you. So today is prayer. I did this 40 minutes or 15 minutes teaching to pray that prayer. So right now you are going to take 2-3 minutes to now pray in other tongues. Then when you are done praying, I will now pray for Abiezer.
that as you take a posture to follow the Lord, let the help of God be gathered to you. You see, when Abiezer was gathered to him, the Bible now says, he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh. Manasseh gathered. He sent messengers unto Asher. Asher gathered. He sent messengers unto Zebulun. Zebulun gathered. He sent messengers unto Naphtali. Naphtali gathered. And they all came to meet him. You know why? Abiezer was already on his side, which is the father of help, help from above. Begin to pray in the other tongue. Pray in the spirit. Urakata la bashanda la bagasia baya. Ala kaboro godobo shamba baba babai kodoro bokosia. Oro kotomia fenia mama. You are receiving help. Help for your destiny. Help that will cause you to walk in the depths of God. I tell you, your career is receiving unimaginable help. Oh, akamile sa. Ekayakula parano. Oh, come here. Pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. Uruguduluba. Zeze. Kayika boni, kaboni, kabonia. Vereno luku luku cha 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 chuchi. Jobo jabo chando beleke joga. Jori bere, jori bere, jori bere. Kurukuchula kaikoni kaika taita. Salande kaminea. Sofei shaduni. Eleguni pere. Zali kano pere delega. Dia kuaba. Sofini mereka munuku wakepio. Tolununukusha. Ileka, elendoro belika, saito meleka toma, saito meleka toma, oikamia saindi, kaborogo shika, urubolugu shombaraga dosa, akamara dosa, kaburika muna. Ilege domo zukoro domo shia paradosia. Elege dile beso peredoi kabaya. Aligadosa, aligadosa. Ila piatuni marigadosi karadosha. Elege diakua pandosa. Elekadusha melegodosa. Ila kuwa tambuya baragadusa payo tabosha. Orege dele boze katila basha. Ilege de borogodo susuya. Alapia nuku burugudushe melege diasila. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. I welcome you into a new season. I welcome you into a new season. I welcome you into a new season. Oh, yes. I welcome you into a new season. I welcome you into a new season of greater spiritual intensity. Oh, let the doors of his presence, let it be open for you. Abekwa minaska, leno kabali kamosha, aradilabaya. I wail over your space. I say, let heaven have mercy on you. Let a new season come, a new spiritual season, a new supernatural season. Let it come. The overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. The overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. Let it come on you now. Let it come over your life now. Abele sanana kwe. Orono lokomia. Oreku susu na lafabie nikrede nuku. Elagi kamesada. The boldness of the spirit that makes a man follow God. The boldness of the spirit that makes a man choose God. The boldness of the spirit that makes a man find it easy to go with God, regardless of what is lost, regardless of attachment, regardless of sentimental attachment, regardless of emotional attachment. The boldness of the spirit that causes a man to be circumcised. Let that experience happen to you tonight. So therefore, I pray. I pray for you. Help. Help. Help from God. The help that will bring shame to those who vowed not to help you. I pray help. Big help. Great help. Big help. Great help. Let doors be open for you. Oh, yes. The Lord releases his angels to attend to you. What man said they will not do,
let God now do. Help for your health, big one. Help for your business. Help for your career. Help for your work with God. Help for your relationship. Help for your life. Abisa. Let anyone you now call, let anything you now call that you need, let them now answer. Because the Father of help himself has commissioned himself towards you. Father, we bless you. You are helped. You are helped. You are not without help. You are not without help. This help is from the Father himself, the Father of help. You will not lose. You will not lack. Oh, you will not regret. There is somebody here. I speak to you, you will not regret. As I'm speaking, the comfort of God is coming upon your soul. You are not regretting. Because I see you crying. But the Lord says you won't regret. You will not regret. You will not. Stay strong with me. Hold me tight. I am your great and exceeding reward. You will not regret. Follow me. You will not regret. You will not regret. You are helped. You are helped. You are helped. You are helped. In Jesus' name.